Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars.
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show. Feel good freestyle Friday night. Do you hear Kanye's back in it?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
President West.
Kanye 2020. He backed out for like one day, and then apparently he's back in it. He registered, I believe, in Oklahoma with the election committee or whatever it is.
Yep.
Do you see what party he registered under?
It's his own, right?
Birthday party. Yeah.
Because it's going to be like everybody's birthday when he gets elected. He's going to make everything great.
No, he's not.
What?
He's going to guarantee Trump a win is what he's going to do.
I don't know. There was talk about that, whether he would steal more votes from Trump or Biden.
I think he's going to steal them from Biden.
You think so?
Yeah. 100%.
Why do you think that?
Because it's like, what? No, Trump supporters aren't going to vote for Kanye.
I think some would.
Oh.
Some would.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh. I would think it would be more Democrats would vote for Kanye.
I mean, like,
Kanye.
This is crazy to say, but it's true, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. But I thought that Trump got more black votes than Romney did.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, votes out of, like, any Republican candidate, like, ever, I think.
I don't know. I didn't look
something
at those
crazy
numbers.
No, it wasn't a lot. It was like,
right.
You know.
I don't know. I don't know.
The single percentages, but it was still something.
Yeah. Not even the black vote. I just think all Democrats want anybody but Trump. So if they think Kanye has a chance, they'll probably vote for Kanye. So because that's the mantra is anybody but Trump. You know what I mean?
I think if Kanye's on the ballot, I might vote for Kanye.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just to end this experiment. The experiment, we tried it. It's not working.
Right.
It is not working.
Yeah, we need somebody that understands how to be a politician a little bit.
We need to take this opportunity and just
learn from it.
Break this up now before it's too late.
We tried.
It does end in gunfire.
We need to get it back together.
We need to break up the United States.
What?
I think it's time to secede and everybody just goes their own way.
Like every state's a country?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe we can work out some deal with like national defense or something. Like if we get invaded, then we would work together. But every state can kind of just be, all the kooks can go to Oregon and California and all the.
Yeah, but then you would have like states like declaring war on other states.
So?
I don't like it.
Who cares?
I don't like it, man. We're out on the beach one day. We're just hanging out, and all of a sudden, Kentucky attacks us. Like, what the hell, Kentucky?
No, I think Kentucky would be on our side.
I don't know.
Florida.
You never know.
Yeah, we could just, you know, gang up on California. And
why would we do that?
I don't know. Screw them.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't want to beat people up. I like everyone.
No, you don't.
Okay, you're right. But still. I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah, I think it's time to end this thing. I think Kanye would be a good catalyst for that.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's bad. We need peace, Will.
That's not going to happen.
We have to find a way.
There's no getting the toothpaste back in this tube.
We got to give love a chance.
It's not going to happen, man. Unfortunately, the great experiment. Empires only last a few hundred years, generally. So that's about where we're at. It's time to end this thing. Call it a day.
No.
Move on. We're not united.
We are. We can't be.
We're never going to be coming back together. No. We see everything as like, it seems like people have two different perceptions about reality right now. Some people see a Klan rally. Some people just see just life. They go outside.
Oh, you mean? I don't know.
There's riots in Chicago tonight. There's riots in Portland for 45 nights.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they? What's the riots in Chicago for tonight?
They want to take down the Christopher Columbus statue in the park.
I didn't know there was one there.
Yeah.
I saw in Miami at a Catholic church, Somebody beheaded Jesus yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are living in crazy times, but I think we got to find a way to get past it. I think we got to try a little tenderness, Will. I think that's what we need. No,
she's waiting. That's peace was never an option.
Come on, man. I say we force everybody to listen to Otis Redding and Marvin Gaye. Inspirational.
Motivational. You're such a naive child. Summer,
shut up.
You're a summer child.
I am not.
You're an indigo.
I believe in love.
You're an indigo girl.
I am not.
You are a sweet man with delusional tendencies.
I feel like we can get there.
I'm sorry. I know it's Feel Good Friday, but it's only going to get worse.
Man, you're ruining my vibe.
I know. I'm sorry. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think if Joe Biden gets elected in November that things are going to go back to normal?
Depends on who his running mate is, who our real president will be.
It doesn't, though. It doesn't.
No?
No. The lunatics in Portland and the ones in Chicago tonight, they're not, like, Democrats. They're weirdo communists that are just want to burn everything down. I played you that video of that woman who wants to disband not only the police, but the United States as a whole.
Yeah, she did say abolish the United States.
Yeah, so this is what these people want, and they're a very violent and small contingent, but they still exist. And Joe Biden, they don't like Joe Biden. I think Bernie Sanders might have placated them, but for how long, I don't know.
I don't know either. We got to try a little tenderness, Will.
Try it. It's over.
No! Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, it's Jack again.
Damn it.
First off, I would like to...
Hello?
Hello?
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, it's Jack again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hey, Jack.
No, don't curse, like... dumbass.
Yeah, you filthy I'll, mouth.
Yeah,
filthy...
I would like to apologize for cursing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you guys were, like, censored now.
Well, it's FM radio, so we have, like, this stupid FCC thing. They're always listening and stuff. There's one old guy that they have assigned to us.
I actually looked on, like, a ham radio and found some of the rules a while ago.
Cool.
But anyways, I wanted to share my medical story.
Jesus.
It's not actually mine. It's my mom's. As I think I told you guys before, my mom's a pediatrician.
Yeah.
And so, well, she does, like, teenagers and younger kids, too.
Yeah.
So, well, she was doing a physical with somebody. There's, like, the dreaded question for teenagers. Are you sexually active? And she told me this story a while ago. Apparently, he asked his mom to leave the room. And he, like, raised an eyebrow and goes, if you want me to be.
Your mom told you that story?
Yeah.
Does your mom know what the HIPAA rules are?
No.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Does she also know that that's super creepy to tell her son child that?
I mean, maybe, but she's sort of a weird lady.
Yeah. Do you realize that you said that your mom does kids?
Yeah, she's a pediatrician. She does teenagers and kids.
Yeah, you said that. You said she does teenagers and kids.
Silence, ho! Shut up, bitch!
I'm sorry. That wasn't me. That was Will.
All right, bye,
I'll
y'all.
I'll eat your ass.
All right, later. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
He said it.
We're going off the rails here. This is going to be great.
He said it. I didn't say it. He said it.
I know, just in general, though.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good hour and a half.
No.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.